This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about her new book. Gwyneth, please tell us some more.
Okay.
So she said okay, she was gone. So we just lost Gwyneth, and that's one of the problems that we have when we try to do these transcontinental broadcasts. Sometimes these things just happen. And by the way, Gwyneth lives in Australia on a farm, and it's off grid. So she's got a landline, and believe it or not, the telephone company there is really not interested in doing much maintenance on these landlines because it's difficult compared to just putting up a tower. And once you get the tower working, they've got their customers connected, and they can add more customers without adding more wires. So sometimes we do have these problems with the telephone lines. Gwyneth, I'm glad you're back. Please continue with...
Hello, yes. I was just saying to your engineer, it must be important for us to be having all these dropouts.
Well, okay. So. In that line of thinking, I just want to share something with you. Joey in Michigan figured this out. And, you know, we used to have a lot more clicks on YouTube than we have now. We had really probably 5 to 10 times more at times with people clicking and listening to USA Prepares and being a student or an instructor. Well, the numbers kept dropping and dropping and dropping. And YouTube determined that we are advertiser unfriendly. So we are, USA Prepares is not friendly to advertisers. And that's because we don't talk about important things like who has the best hamburgers and, you know, and what's the best flavor of chewing gum and, you know, things like that that most people seem to think are important. And who threw the ball the farthest and who jumped on who, you know, during the game and those kinds of things. And which way Kim Kardashian and her family is bending over. I mean, that seems to be what's really important for a lot of people. Well, our numbers kept dropping and dropping, and we're considered advertiser unfriendly because we talk about conspiracy fact. We talk about a lot of things that people don't know about, and we talk about it in detail. Well, Joey saw this, and he's absolutely right. So even though we are advertiser unfriendly, and even though it says that we have fewer and fewer people going to Ron Gibson's channel on YouTube to listen to us, they now have 12 commercials, 12 advertisements on the USA Prepares broadcast on the Ron Gibson channel. So here we are.
I noticed that. I said, mate, can they cram any more commercials into your show?
Well, that's what happened. So, USA Prepares, according to YouTube, is advertiser unfriendly. But YouTube, those guys have decorated our broadcast with 12 ads per broadcast. So, What is it? Are we advertiser unfriendly, or are there so many people listening that they just change the numbers to make it appear that very few people are listening, but we actually have way more than they want to admit? And I think that's the case. I think that the case is that more people are listening.
I think
listening.
You absolutely hit the nail on the head. Yeah,
well, that's Joey.
I really do.
Joey is a,
you know,
he's a really bright guy.
Yeah, Joey, he's got it right.
Yeah.
He really has.
Yeah. So,
anyway,
so please continue. Yeah.
Yeah, I will. Now, what I'm seeing here, what I'm about to say, I am aware that it doesn't line up with what the history books say. But I would like to point out that, you know, that the best academic researchers in the pirate research industry have determined that there were between, 1,500 and 2,000, probably more like 2,000 pirates in the Caribbean during this time. We're talking about from around about 1715, 1716 to the early 1720s, so 1722, 1723. But especially during that early period, there were probably around about 2,000 pirates in the Caribbean at that time. And they were aboard maybe several hundred ships. Most of the ships we know, because most of them at some time or other were either blown up or captured by one of the navies of the world. But many of the pirates, we know next to nothing about them. Okay? George Wilson, actually we know comparatively quite a bit about George Wilson. He gets about 3 or 4 pages in Charles Johnson, a.k.a. Daniel Defoe's book, A General History of the Pirates, which is a lot considering that a lot of pirates like get a paragraph or a line about their life, you know, and he mentions maybe several hundred pirates in that book. He would mention, I think, about probably 400 or 500 at the most, and that's out of 2,000 that were in the Caribbean at that time. So, like I said, from what I can see from my past life research, I was in the Bahamas prior to Woods Rogers going down there and offering his pirate amnesty, okay? Because I loved the place. I loved it to such a degree that I did not want to leave. I arrived there and I fell in love with the place. And that explains why when I got to be in this life at the age of 2 and 3 years old, okay, I saw Nassau on the TV and I said, I'm going to go live there one day. And I said, Mummy, I'm going to go to the Bahamas when I'm a big girl. I'm going to live there, you know. I know from talking to past life researchers like Norm Shearley and Richard Allen Miller, that's absolutely the sort of reaction that you would get when you get a person who has lived in a place and loved it and then comes across that place as a small child in a subsequent life. So I was there, which means that the history books may not be correct when they say that George Wilson first engaged in piracy, you know, in 1722 with the capture of the Tarleton. And if you want to know about all of this, I weaved this into the book. Go and research it for yourself. I'm not going to give the whole history of Caribbean piracy in this broadcast, but it's well known. The History Channel did an excellent documentary on it a few years ago. It's called Real Caribbean Pirates. It's on YouTube. if anyone wants to know the backstory, go and watch it. What I'm saying is that in my late teens, early 20s, that I was in Nassau. I loved the place. I didn't want to leave, but I had to work. And so through one way or another, I ended up on the ship. I can't remember if it was before I ended up in Nassau or afterwards. I ended up on the ship of Hal Davis, okay, and I was there of my own free will. I was willingly there. And so I wasn't necessarily captured. Or if my ship had been captured, nobody forced me to join them. I was there of my own free will. And most of the time, when there was a battle, I would have been below deck, which explains why I'm not mentioned. Nothing's known of me at that time. But in between, you know, making peg legs and hook hands, I was having a ball. I loved that life at that time. And, you know, it's something where you've got to acknowledge as well in past life research, the history books are not going to capture everything. And if you're somebody who's doing past life research and you're seeing something in the history books say something else, if there are history books that, you know, go by your life, you have to recognize that there's probably a middle ground, okay? And what I'm seeing is that I ended up on Hal Davis's ship. Hal Davis took Robert's ship. Robert ended up on the deck. And basically, they were teasing him. They were offering him rum. He wouldn't drink it. And I came up to him, and I said, "Listen, here's a bottle of water." And he took it. He thought that I was somebody else mocking him. But then he took the bottle. He opened it. He sniffed it. He had a sip of it, and then he said, "Thank you." And I said, "Oh, that's all right." And he recognized that there was something about me that was different. And he, from what I was seeing, he turned to me and he said, "You're a sodomite, aren't you?" And I said, "I haven't slept with any of these men." But I couldn't help but come across as being homosexual in that life. But I didn't want to be with the men either. I was cross-dressing. But he saw something there. And we became friends at that time. And then
right. Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
Okay.
Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey has produced very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And Gwyneth, we've been talking about your new book. And there's a link to your new book on Amazon at usaprepares.com. So, class, if you just click on usaprepares.com, one of the top posts will take you to the Amazon website. There's a link right there. Gwyneth, you mentioned cross-dressing. Now, what did you mean by that?
Okay. Basically, I was a woman who was wearing men's clothes and a codpiece. So I was disguising myself as a man. But so I was a woman in man drag on the Caribbean as a pirate. but the interest, and if anyone thinks that that's hard to believe, it's actually historically documented that I wasn't the only woman doing this, that there were at least two other women at the time who were disguising themselves as men and working as pirates in the Caribbean, contemporary with me. And I am, of course, talking about Anne Bonny and Mary Read. And what I'm getting in my past life research is that I actually met Anne Bonny in Nassau, and I became friends with her. And it's quite interesting because I believe that I've actually met and become friends with the reincarnation of Anne Bonny where I'm living locally. And if you look at my friend's picture and you look at Anne Bonny's picture, then they are the spitting image of each other. And it's quite interesting because this particular woman claims to be the reincarnation of another famous Anne, Annie Oakley. She used to work as a security guard, and she's an absolute crack shot. And apparently, pistols, flintlocks, were Anne Bonny's weapon of choice as well, which is quite interesting. But that's all by the by. What it's saying is that, you know, the past life groups reincarnate together. And there's, I'm beginning to realize that there's actually quite a group of us who knew each other in that era, friends and foes, and that we've all reincarnated, and we all know each other, know of each other, and that's, you know, that's apparently something that's quite common as well, and I'm not sure how many of these other people are aware of the fact that they reincarnated pirates, but I know that at least one of them possibly is, and that was a very good friend of my husband. And in the previous life, I won't mention his name because he is still an active gangster, but he was a very good friend of my husband, and he became a very good friend of mine as well. In his past life, I've become aware that he was a fellow by the name of Miss Nanny. That was his nickname. But I'll go into the cross-dressing, okay? I was not doing it for some weird sexual reason. I was doing it for the sake of survival, okay? And that's why I say these people who just wake up one morning and decide that they are not of the gender that God made them, they don't know what they're doing. Okay? And there is a difference between somebody who is compelled by the circumstances of their life to begin acting in a certain way and somebody who wakes up one morning and decides it's a good idea. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, but I do have a question. So your current moral compass is one of honesty and integrity. How does that dovetail with a life of piracy? When we come back after the bottom of the hour break, would you share that with us? How is that possible? What happened? What's different? What's the same? Gwyneth Isaacs.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan deal that's been struck on border security that could keep the government open is not giving President Trump everything he wants. It's falling far short when it comes to the border wall funding he's been demanding, but word is the president is expected to sign it anyway. Here's White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
The president's not happy, but at the same time, that's why while we've been negotiating this, the president and his team have been looking at every option possible to get the full funding they need in order to complete the wall.
The president cryptically tweeting this morning that he knows where he could find $23 billion in wall funding. Teachers in Denver on strike for a third day today after the latest talks with the school district ended without a deal. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's in Brussels for this week's meeting with NATO ministers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually,
you've got your. Take
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, so how do we tie together your past life as a pirate and your current life as a moral woman? How do you tie that together?
Okay. It's quite interesting because one of the main things that I've been doing with this life, and one of the main things that Archie did with this life as well when he was alive, was working out our karma. I have not been left alone by people who want to, I mean, up until recently, probably the last 12 months has been all right. You know, basically I've been left alone for around about the last 12 months. But prior to that, I have had, you know, government-type pirates is the only way that I could describe them. For the last, oh my gosh, it would have to be 15 or 18. It actually would have to be about 18 or 19 years trying to bust up my family, kidnap my children, prevent me from driving. It's unsafe, you know, with the local pirates out with their thin blue line black flag. They don't fly it around here from what I've seen, but you know who I'm talking about. And you have got to be aware that if you are somebody who engages in that sort of behavior in this lifetime, there is going to be karma down the road. Okay? And in this life, I have been paying off the karma because I have not been left alone to the point where sometimes I quite literally sit down and just cry because, of thinking, well, oh my gosh, is this ever going to end? And of course, you know, sooner or later, if you dig your heels in, if you don't give up, if you say, no, I've got my rights here, I've got my land, you're not going to blooming well trespass on my land, you get off my land. What's that saying that they have? Hippity hoppity, get off my property. I stole it from Count Dankula, in case anybody wants to know. But this is it. But even back in that life, in a lot of ways I was a bad person, but there were a lot of other people who were...
I think we lost her again. I think, this has been difficult to maintain this connection. So let me share with you a little bit about Gwyneth Isaacs while we try to connect with her. Jason, I'm sure, is busy trying to make that happen. So Gwyneth was born in Rotorua, New Zealand, in 1974. And this is directly from the directly from the Amazon page that describes her book. And there's a picture of her as a pirate. There's a picture of the front cover of her book. And you'll see that there's an About Gwyneth Isaacs section. And it says she was born in 1974, which makes her 45. And she grew up in a haunted house where it was common for her to see or hear the resident ghost moving about his abode. The house was well known locally to be haunted, and Gwyneth's father had bought the property with this knowledge as a deceased estate. Consequently, she has been keenly aware of the existence of the other world, the realm of ghosts and spirits. She moved to Melbourne, Australia in 1991 at the age of 17, where she completed her secondary education and was accepted into the University of Melbourne in 1994 to study science. She graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in Environmental Science and Geography in 1999, but chose to be a full-time mother rather than pursue a career as a scientist. She now lives on a 20-acre farm in central Victoria, where she works as a professional psychic, writer, and radio broadcaster. She's the author of The Lover of the Pirate King, which is the first book ever to tell the tale of the love affair between Bartholomew Roberts, the Pirate King, and his intimate friend, pirate surgeon George Wilson. Gwyneth's husband, Archie McIsaac, was a retired gang leader and a Pentecostal minister who asserted that he was the teetotaling Pirate King. during past life regressions, Gwyneth and Archie, her husband, saw that she was his lover, a pirate surgeon who lived in his cabin with him. So Gwyneth didn't fully believe the reality of these things, and she considered that very idea of teetotal pirate king was absurd. However, when her husband suddenly died, she began research of the historical background to these claims and found that they indeed were true. At the beginning of November 2018, the ghost of George Wilson began to manifest at Gwyneth's farmhouse. According to other incidents, he left a selfie on her cell phone, which included the photo gallery, which Gwyneth Isaacs used as a reference to draw his portrait, which is also in the gallery. He made it abundantly clear that he wanted the book to be written, that he wanted his story to be told, and it was written within just 9 days. And between the 2nd and the 11th of November, it was written in 2018. Gwyneth, I'm glad you're back with us. I was just reading from Amazon.com's page about your book and about you.
Yeah, that's
would
right.
Would you like to continue?
You know, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to mention, when my husband and I were doing these past life regressions, I would like to emphasize, we knew nothing, absolutely nothing about pirate history. Okay? When Archie died, about 3 months after he died, I did a Google search on teetotal pirate king, and I honestly wasn't expecting to see anything. And, of course, Google was young back then in 2003, but nevertheless there was still quite a bit of information there about Bartholomew Roberts, because he is such an important figure in the history of piracy. He took over 400 ships, you know, everything from little fishing boats to man-of-war. And there are hardly any pirate ships that ever took a man-of-war. That, you know, that Roberts did it. And it's really important to remember this, that there's no way that you could get that level of accuracy just by deciding, oh, yeah, well, we're going to tell a story here, you know, that, you know, and the unlikeliness of him saying, and he didn't just say it once. He said it repeatedly and to whoever would listen. And I know, because I've spoken to his friends and they said, oh, yeah, the teetotaling pirate king. And I said, yeah, he was the teetotaling pirate king. And, you know, I'll say just go and do an internet search on teetotal pirate king. But the funny thing is you look at Archie's photo and you look at a painting that Bartholomew Roberts had commissioned in the last year of his life. And the facial structure is there. Everything that you look for when you're doing a past life investigation, you look at the structure of the bones, you look at the shape of the brow, the eye sockets, the ears and the hands especially. And, you know, with Roberts, there is also a drawing that I've come across just today. I've got a really good version of it. It actually shows his legs, and it actually comes from the Dutch edition of the A General History of the Pirates. And it's a drawing of Bartholomew Roberts, not just a headshot, from head to foot. And I was looking at his legs, and I was going, oh, my gosh, that's Archie's legs. They look exactly the same. And it's quite interesting, because Archie had very, very defined calf muscles, because he had trained as an ultramarathon runner. that you look at this, and I'll put it up on my Facebook page tomorrow, you look at this drawing, and the thing that really stands out, if you look at his legs, is very, very defined muscular calf muscles, you know. It's this sort of thing. And that's why I say it's very important for people to realize that you don't just make this sort of thing up. And, you know, it's hard for me to wrap my head around, because when I did the research, and it was the most amazing thing back in the day for me to see that it was all true, that there was this guy and he was a teetotal pirate king, the biggest pirate of the lot, and that he held Sunday church services on his ship. And when I saw that, I said, oh my gosh, that is exactly the sort of thing that Archie would do. If he found himself on a ship with a bunch of cutthroats around him, he'd open his Bible and start preaching at them. He absolutely would. And, you know, the fact that he had a surgeon, and when I saw that he had a surgeon,
Gwyneth, hold that thought. We're going to a break.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about the lover of the Pirate King, her new book. And, Gwyneth, I've got to ask you, maybe a different way. Are you against crime? Are you against crimes in criminals? The modern pirates, the modern pirates, the highway robbers, the police, because you were in a past life like that, but not on the highway, but on the seas?
Yeah. I know what they do. And actually, there was a previous past life where I actually was a highwayman. I think I've discussed this on your show. I was also in a prior past life. I was Catherine Ferris. I was the wicked lady of Mark Yates' cell. And she ran a highwayman cartel. And I'm beginning to research the history behind that. And I've recently come across a document that basically says it was written by a highwayman at the time. He was on death row. And he was, Daniel Defoe managed to get a hold of his work and he published it back in the day. Or somebody, somebody in the press, I don't know if it was Defoe, it was probably a bit, a bit before Defoe's time, but it was somebody published this book that this highwayman had written, knowing that he was going to hang. So he basically wrote this about little booklet and basically spilled the beans on everything of how they were all organized. And I've seen this book in a documentary. I would love to get a hold of a copy of that book. They were highly organized and they were operating as a cartel. And I saw this in my past life research. That's why I'm against the police, because they are doing what I did. And actually, back in the day, they were doing what we did. The only difference was that they had a license from the government and we didn't. We were all doing it. We were all doing exactly the same thing. Okay? So you think the Royal Navy is something holy and precious? No, they were knocking off ships as well of, other nations. And it got to the point where between two-thirds and three-quarters of shipping in the Atlantic was flying under false flags. simply for their own safety. That's the modern equivalent of that, is putting false number plates on your vehicle to make you more difficult to trace, and having a false name on your ship to make you more difficult to trace, simply for their own safety and protection. Because, you know, it would be like this. If you would, you wouldn't have any flags on your ship. And if you saw a French ship on the horizon, you'd put up the French flag if you were a merchant vessel. And if you saw a British ship on the horizon, then you'd put up a British flag. And this is what the Royal Navy and every navy on Earth was doing. They were going around knocking off the ships of the other countries. In the day, it is well documented that they were doing this. And what we were doing was partly opportunistic, okay? That we were out to make a living for ourselves. But in a lot of ways, we were actually behaving in a more just and more fair way than the navies of the world were operating, because, you know, they would take ships of enemy countries, quote-unquote enemy countries, and what they would do is that they would put most of it into the crown coffers, and then a fraction of it would get distributed as prizes amongst the crew. But on Robert's ship, the captain and the quartermaster got two shares, officers got a share and a half, and regular sailors got one share. And if you were on the Ranger or one of the other ships, it was a quarter share, because those were like where they trained their apprentices. Okay? So probably with the exception of Captain Skirm and the other captains, Captain Skirm was the captain of the Ranger. He would have gotten two shares, but everybody under him who wasn't an officer, who was just a regular crew member, would have gotten a quarter share. We were going around transatlantic slavery.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.